Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am joined by Jim Blakely, Visual Cloud Computing General Manager at Intel. Welcome back, Jim.
Thanks, Allison. Good to be back.
So, Jim, why don't we get started by reminding the audience what Visual Cloud Computing is all about and why is this a focus within the data center group at Intel?
Visual Cloud Computing is really three main categories of workload and application. There's video delivery from the cloud, which we'll talk about a little bit more. But there's also graphics from the cloud, the delivery of rendered images for things like VDI, remote workstation, cloud-based gaming, those sorts of things. And then finally, what we refer to as visual understanding, image, object, video recognition, search, and analytics.
And when you look at the progress that we've made in this marketplace, can you characterize what types of customers are using these solutions today and where we see this growing over time?
A lot of the work today is in the video delivery space. It's certainly the largest and most mature part of our visual cloud market. So much of what we focus on in that space is really the transition of the industry to the next phases of video. Many people are aware video is something like 80% of the consumer internet traffic today. And that creates a huge burden on both the infrastructure to deliver video, but also the back-end cloud services that support it. And so much of the solutions that are out there today is really improving the TCO and performance of the video processing in cloud-based environments.
Now, you guys are at the International Broadcasting Convention in Amsterdam this week, and you know, this is a different type of convention than the data center group typically goes to. Tell me about what's going on there and why Intel's there this week.
Well, the International Broadcast Conference with IBC is one of the largest shows in the world that focuses on video delivery, video creation, video consumption kinds of technologies. And so a number of exciting things going on. A number of our partners are going to be there demonstrating new solutions. We have a couple key announcements we're making there. The focus for us is around getting our partners exposure into potential customers for them, showcasing our latest and greatest technologies and giving them a chance for those conversations to happen with the different players there. So exciting event for us.
I heard that we actually are showcasing a new product in this space.
Yeah, we're actually launching a new product at IBC this week, the Intel Visual Compute Accelerator card. We gave a preview of this product at Intel Developer Forum in August under the codename Valley Vista. The new name for it is the Intel Visual Compute Accelerator card. This card is pretty innovative. It takes three of our Broadwell E3 server processors with integrated graphics with our Iris Pro graphics and puts them onto a standard PCI Express card that will fit into a standard E5 server platform. What we were finding was a lot of our customers love the technology, particularly Iris Pro graphics and QuickSync video, but they really want to consume it in a standard E5 dual socket server form factor. And so what we've done in this product is make it possible to deploy those technologies into a standard server.
That's interesting. You're actually using the Xeon to provide the graphics functions and then using the power of the E5 to provide standard processing functions. What types of workloads do you think this visual compute accelerator would fit well with?
Well, over the long term, we think this kind of model will be able to address all three of the categories I talked about at the beginning. But for this particular release, we're particularly focused on video transcode kinds of applications. QuickSync video technology in that E3 processor is very performant for all forms of video transcoding, particularly AVC and HEVC-based transcodes. And so this gets very, very good densities for video transcode, but also has quite a bit of general purpose CPU capability as well. So we're taking three of the E3s, putting them onto a single card. You can put multiple cards into an E5 server and get very, very high densities. We have some configurations that will let you get up to 200 streams of transcode into a 1U form factor, and you would still have roughly 84 CPU cores in that same 1U to be able to do other processing tasks. very, very high density.
So when you take a look at the card, what is the customer response been thus far? I know you're just launching it now, but obviously you've had some conversations with customers before the launch.
Sure, yeah. We've been talking to a large number of partners and customers for this, both in the cloud service provider environment as well as the communication service provider environment and their suppliers. The response has been very, very good. In fact, stronger than we were expecting in terms of interest, not only for the straightforward high density proposition it gives, but also for the flexibility it gives to people over and above all their alternatives out there. They have the capability to get that GPU function there, and they can use it for straight transcoding, but they also have the ability to customize it like they would in any Intel CPU using programming tools like OpenCL and other programming languages to be able to implement visual computing applications more generally. Clearly, the density, the form factor, and the flexibility that it offers has really, really resonated with ISVs, with OEM partners, as well as with end-user service providers themselves.
Beyond the visual compute accelerator, what else is Intel showing at IBC this week?
We have a number of our partners that will be there with us, and I'll highlight a few of the key folks. We'll be doing some demos with Thomson Video Networks, NVIDIA will be there demoing with us, Contron, Artisan, a board manufacturer company, will be demoing with us, as well as Vantrix. So those are a few of the folks that will be either demoing in the Intel booth or will be showing off Intel technologies in their booths. Certainly invite you to stop by, talk to them, talk to us here at IBC.
When you look at the future of our solutions offerings, is this a model that will work moving forward in terms of iterating processor technologies on board and on an adding card, or is this something that you are seeing for unique use cases?
Well, it's really the first time we've taken this approach of taking a technology that we had available and putting it on a PCI Express card so that we could deploy it in a normal server. It's a fairly standard model for the industry, but not something that Intel has really done much in the past. And we're also looking at that model with respect to FPGAs and other IP going forward. It's not something we've decided is our standard approach to evaluating and launching new technologies, but it certainly opens up another option for us to introduce new technologies.
Jim, when you take a look at what's going on within the visual computing space, it's been a while since we've talked on Chip Chat. Are there any other innovations or updates that you'd like to share with the Chip Chat audience in this space?
Yeah, one of the other things that we're going to be showing at IBC is a demo with a company called Nablet, where we've actually taken, with their help, one of the standard open source frameworks for video processing, FFmpeg. It's a very, very commonly used framework in the industry. We've integrated QuickSync Video into that as a standard option within FFmpeg. It's not quite ready to be fully available on the open source program site, but it will be very, very shortly. We'll also be with Nablet demonstrating some innovative composition and stitching kinds of applications. You can see those certainly at IBC.
Thank you so much, Jim, for giving us this update. It's been great. Have a great time out in Amsterdam at the IBC. Sounds like a great event, and we should be expecting to hear more about what's going on in industry innovation in this space, which is always exciting.
Great. Thanks for having me, Allison. It's always a pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.